State News Network. I'm Dennis Bragg. Federal investigators looking into the Tuesday accident near Browning, where a 43-year-old man and a 7-year-old boy, both from Browning, were killed by a passing Amtrak train. Montana Highway Patrol says the accident happened on Spotted Robe Trail when the victim drove his car across the tracks where it was struck by the train. Roads were snow-covered at the time, but there's been no mention of weather being a factor. That train accident was one in a string of fatal traffic accidents across the state over the holiday period. It started with a triple fatality accident on a slick road near Drummond just before Christmas and continued right through New Year's Day. Some, such as the crash that killed a Carbon County woman the day after Christmas, were caused by a combination of drugs, alcohol, and speed. Others have been weather-related. And with more icy roads in the forecast, be careful as we go into the weekend. Friends have raised more than $8,000 to help the Flathead County man who was critically injured in that fire at a mill outside Kalispell Tuesday night. Aaron Walker was burned in the blaze, which consumed the Montana Timberline Firewood Company, resulting in millions of dollars worth of damage, according to the Daily Interlake. Walker was taken to a specialized burn center in Salt Lake, where he's being treated. He lived in an RV on the property. The city of Great Falls may have clamped down on fireworks in 2025, but problems continued over New Year's, including a house fire, which investigators say was caused by fireworks. Firefighters were called to a house in the 700 block of 7th Avenue South New Year's Eve with a report of fire and smoke coming from the roof of the house. Fortunately, fire crews were able to limit the damage, and the two people inside were unharmed. There were reports of aerial fireworks seen just before that blaze. And some sad news for Mexican food fans in Missoula. The colorful Elote Mexican Bar and Grill is announcing its closing this weekend. The restaurant, one of the most artistically designed in all of Montana, opened nearly 2 years ago in the Southgate Mall, but the business struggled without being able to obtain a full liquor license. Their final day of operation will be this weekend. This is the Montana State News Network.
My name is Whitney.